Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. For those of you that did not win tickets to see my show live at the Museum of Television and Radio on November the 2nd, you still have another chance. You can see the show broadcast via closed circuit in the museum gallery. You won't get into the theater, but you'll still get to see the show live. The first 250 people to line up at the museum on November 2nd will get into the gallery to see the Phil Henry Show via closed circuit. There's going to be no lines permitted before 2 p.m., but the first 250 listeners in line will see the broadcast. Come down, line up, and what a great invitation. Come on down, line up, and see the show. That's at the Museum of Television and Radio in Beverly Hills on November the 2nd. I don't know if you've seen the news over the last hour or so, but there is a full-scale, full-stage alert, military alert in the Middle East, threat condition Delta. ABC News has learned that U.S. military personnel in three critical locations have been put on the very highest state of alert after being warned of potential terrorist attacks. It is that backdrop that we, bring in our next guest, Raj Fanin, who is a liaison officer for certain Palestinian interests in the Middle East. He joins us to talk a little bit about the latest having to do with the Palestinians and Israelis and their negotiation or lack thereof for peace. What we heard here, Mr. Fanin, is Barak said, the Prime Minister of Israel, that he wanted to take a time out away from the peace process, and Arafat told him to go to hell.
Yes.
And literally said that, quote, go to hell, end quote. What is the reason for this latest serious turn in the process?
Barak has used inflammatory language. The term he used is time out, which is a term used in the Palestinian, in Palestine by parents who want to discipline their children.
He used the term time out?
Yes.
And that is a term used by parents?
That is a term, is well known to Israelis. It's not impossible for Israelis to understand that this is a term that is used by Palestinian parents to discipline a child. And it's, so in other words, the government of Israel sees the Palestinian people as children, and children have misbehaved because they are not going to continue with this peace process because the little baby has to be spanked on the bottom. And
do you read it that way? That in other words, Barak has said we're taking a time out for you misbehaving little Palestinian children.
Oh yes, sir. We are not children. Palestinian people are not children. This is a very serious condescending to the Palestinian people, saying we're going to take a time out. Because when you want the baby to stop crying, if you want this baby to behave, you say to the baby, I'm going to give you a time out. And Barak knows very well that this is inflammatory. So now I'm a little baby? I don't think so.
Well, you know, you've got a situation.
No, it's forget it. We are not children that you can use this term time out. We are not a child that you can use this term time out to ask.
All right, well, how mature was it for Arafat to then turn around and say go to hell?
But you see, he said go to hell because the Israelis had used this term time out. And in so using the term time out, it made Yasser Arafat go back to being a little baby. He regressed to being a baby. He regressed to being a child, to use this childish term. So he was transported back to his childhood. And besides, this is the chairman of the Palestinian Authority, but Barak is not the boss of Yasser Arafat. So he can tell him go to hell if he wants to. He's not his boss. Who does he think he is? To tell me I have to have a timeout. To tell Yasser Arafat, you get the timeout, little baby, to go in the corner.
Well, did you take this personally?
Yes, every Palestinian take this. No, you Palestinian, you little children, it's time for a timeout. Go get your nap mat. Go drag out nap mat. Put on the floor. It's time for you to take your nap. No. It's not going to be. And so the Palestinian people react.
By telling the Prime Minister of Israel to, quote, go to hell.
But he asked for it because he said that we had to have a timeout. You see, he did it. No, he did not do it. He's the one who started it. And now, why don't we get to have people respect us? We can have our own homeland, just as Israel has their own homeland. We can make electricity. We can make road. We can have gas going to homes. We can do that, but they won't let us. The Palestinian people are tired of being treated like these children. It's not fair. If you give us a homeland, you'll see we can put up sewer system, we can put up road, we can put up utility.
Well, all right, so there is...
We can put up a baseball stadium, we can do everything the country do. But you don't treat us like children, and you don't...
All right, so there's a misunderstanding, okay?
It's more than misunderstanding.
All right, so you're saying the Israel government used the term grounded, or timeout, excuse me, because you also mentioned the word grounded.
You can't use a spank to grounded restriction. You know, you're going to... It takes us back to being a little child. Because in all Israel household, if you say timeout, grounded, spanked, or restriction... You're treating me like a child.
And that's the language used by the Israeli government.
And that's the language used by them, yes.
All right, we're talking with Raj Fanin. He is a press liaison for a couple of Palestinian interests, we will say. And he says that Barak saying they needed a timeout was interpreted by Yasser Arafat as, oh, we got to give you little kids a timeout. So, therefore, Arafat got upset and told him to go to hell.
Right.
And now... The Israelis are, I guess, not going to have a peace process. And you guys, in the meantime, you're sort of stalled. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. You say that you want a homeland, and it's not fair that you do not have a homeland.
Yeah, but if you give us homeland, you'll see we can put in this. We can have a homeland. It's not hard.
Well, I know that you, and you know what, I'm not necessarily disagreeing with your need for a homeland or disagreeing with your aspirations in that direction. I think that it's they are noble.
But the Barak needs to take it back. He must give us a take back.
And it, well, now, I don't know what you mean, take it back.
He has to give us take back. If he says to us that you have to have timeout, then he has to take back. If he doesn't take it back, then we're not going to take back the go to hell.
Well, when you say he has to give you a take-back...
Through intermediary, if he can communicate this to the Palestinian interest, take it back. If he take it back...
Then will you guys take back saying go to hell?
Then President Arafat would consider take-back, yes. But there's got to be a take-back in order for this to move on.
All right. The other words you don't like, grounded, spanking, restriction...
All these terms, the terms that our parents used, and so therefore they will cause us to feel we are being treated like children. Now if our terms are not met, then we're going to keep throwing rocks. If you want to encourage the process forward to the Palestinian people, give us praise. If we don't throw rocks, if you drop the curfew, we'll stop to throw rocks. If you don't call us, give us time out, we'll stop throwing rocks, you see? But you have to give us...
Okay, all right. Hold on for a minute. So you want them to take it back, and you guys will stop throwing the rocks.
You have to take it back, then we'll take back the go to hell.
Well, when will you guys stop throwing the rocks?
They have to do a take back on when they shot the guy.
They got to take back shooting somebody?
Yes.
Well, you can't do that.
They can say that they want to take it back.
Even if they can't?
Yeah, but he's dead.
Okay, so you want him to say we take back shooting all those people, even though they're dead?
Yes. Then you begin the process can begin again. But until then, there is no hope because they're not behaving in a civilized way.
All right, hold the line if you wouldn't, Mr. Fanin. Our number 1-800-449.
Yes.
1-800-449-8686 here on the Phil Hendry Show. Barak said that he wanted a timeout. The Palestinians said that was treating them like children because that's what you do with a child. You give them a timeout. So then Arafat told them to, quote, go to hell, end quote. And now they say they want a take back, meaning take back what you said and we'll stop throwing rocks. All right, this is the Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. With me is Raj Fanin. He's a liaison officer for Palestinian interests. And we're talking about the use of the term timeout by Prime Minister Barak of Israel. He said they wanted a timeout, to which Yasser Arafat responded, go to hell. Now, you say the Palestinian people responded with this kind of vigor, sir, because they don't want to be treated like children being told to take a timeout.
What Israel does, they must have a take back on the timeout. There will be no crosses. And by crossing, I mean, if you take back, you can't cross your finger. And also no take-backs on the take-backs. So in other words, this is a delicate situation involved multilateral. We require multilateral.
You want a multilateral? Well, it would be you, the Palestinian, it would be the Palestinians, Israel, and who else?
But if United States, as well as Russia, but they can't have...
What do you mean no crossies?
If they take it back, they can't cross their finger. This is something that they do. You know, they lie like this. And to lie like this for me is not right.
All right. Let me go to Encino on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
You know, I'm really mad at Barak, just like Mr. Ahmed, because Barak is giving Jerusalem.
Okay, sir. Can I ask you to back away from that phone or something? It's really muffled.
Yeah, of course. Is that better?
A little bit. Go ahead.
Okay, what I'm saying is that we as Israeli are mad about Barak, just like our friend here, Ahmed here. We really feel that Barak was giving
Can you understand anything this guy's saying? I'm sorry, sir. Hold on. Either back off the phone, take it out of your mouth. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, he's Israeli, right?
He was Israeli, yeah.
Oh, well, I could have told you, my friend, if you want to take back the timeout without crosses... And not do a take-back on the take-back. We are ready to negotiate.
Okay, fine. I don't know whether he heard you or not. Your phone there in Encino is pretty bad. Philadelphia on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I think that when Mr. Barak referred to, he said that Israel was taking a timeout on the peace process. He said nothing about chastising the Palestinians.
But he used
I think rather what he was insinuating
it's
is that,
it's
that
an
the peace process is off. For the time being,
but you have to understand, it is an inflammatory comment.
No, I think it was. I think what he was basically
when you
saying
said timeout
was that they were taking a timeout.
Yes, but
because the peace process was at a standstill, and until the Palestinians stopped throwing stones and stopped,
that's a timeout.
Bringing the Israelis to the point that there would be no further negotiation.
This is a timeout.
And the peace process was at an end until such time. As they decided they were going to sit down and talk again. You know, and the world knows, that
no,
the Israelis
they had their
went further
crossed.
Than they ever went. They gave
no.
everything that they possibly
but
could.
They had their fingers crossed.
Palestine.
All right, hold on for a minute. Yeah, hold on.
Jerusalem.
Hold on for a minute. For a second there. Your comment?
Yes. Everything he's saying is true, but they had their fingers crossed when they were doing this. Okay? If you have your fingers crossed... You are not meaning what you are saying.
Well, I think that sounds kind of like a fable to me.
No, but isn't that juvenile?
It's like men of adult stature would stand there and make a statement with their fingers crossed.
No, but you
I
have
think
to
that's rather. He was what he was saying is, listen, Palestinians, this peace process is over.
Yes.
And there was a timeout until such time as you're ready to sit down and negotiate.
Okay, but but the other gentleman is saying he used the term timeout.
Yes, so he has to take that back.
He said the peace process would take a timeout. He was not telling the Palestinians.
He's well aware that this is the Palestinian parents always give their children timeout.
He was taking a timeout.
Did he have his fingers crossed?
I think he meant it as he was suspending the peace process at this
now,
time.
Now, this is a question for you. Did he have his fingers crossed?
Well, I didn't physically see him have his fingers crossed, and I doubt very much that, as a Jew, the crossing his fingers had any meaning whatsoever.
But if he had
that happens to be a Christian custom, not a Jewish custom.
If you cross your fingers, though, it means you take it back.
I would guess it would mean that, but I doubt very much that he...
All right, wait a minute. I got to ask the gentleman from the Palestinian organization. You're saying that if Barak had his fingers crossed, then he didn't mean they were going to take a timeout.
Yeah. He's not taking it back.
This thing about taking it back, you really want him to take that back, don't you?
Yes. if the peace process is to move forward.
All right, sir. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening, too. I appreciate that. The gentleman in Encino, I wanted to give another shot to. So are you there, sir?
Yeah, I am here.
Okay, your phone's a lot better now.
Okay, I'm sorry about that.
That's all right.
I was just wondering, why are we playing with words here? What is the
reason
talking about
if you are using
words
a,
when children are dying? I mean, Arab
children,
that are 14, 16, 17 years old dying there.
Yes,
and
you're right.
Playing with words. Come and ask for forgiveness just because someone crossed his finger and say, be quiet or I'm not going to do any more peace with you because you're behaving bad. You guys are behaving bad.
No,
you are trying to kill our soldiers, our people, and we want to defend ourselves. We are only 3 million Jews in this country.
But
and
sir,
we are defending ourselves against 56 million Arabs around us.
But do you
we
agree, sir, that there should not
we
there should be no take
our
back?
Our children and our people die by people.
Mr. Andy, would you ask him the question, please?
All right, let me just jump in for a second. You want me to ask him what?
Ask him about the take back.
I don't want to...
Please.
All right, he wants to know, would you take back... Time out.
Take back to what? I mean,
in other words, take back the word.
And no take back on the take back.
You know what? I would do better than that. I will kiss him mouth to mouth. All I want is just let's make peace.
There.
Take your damn land and just leave us alone. I mean, you're Palestinian and I'm trying to live with you
yes.
in the same country.
That's fine, but you can't live with me if you insult me. You can't live with me if you insult me to say that I need a time out like I'm a little child. So you need to take that back, then we'll take back, go to hell, and you can't have your fingers crossed when you take it back.
It's fine. I mean, we
will
are...
Will you do that?
No, listen to me. I will take back every word, and I
okay,
said before.
Thank you.
I will even kiss you mouth to mouth just to have peace with you if
I
have to.
That doesn't bother
okay?
me. That doesn't
this
bother
is only
me. I would look forward to it.
While you're trying to play with words...
I'm not playing with words. At this point, we're looking for a do-over. That's all. We want a do-over from Barack.
You want a do-over?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Because the Palestinian people, well, I do not want bloodshed either, my friend. If you say that you want peace, but you have your fingers crossed, then we have to have a do-over.
This is really pathetic.
What in the heck are you talking about,
I mean,
a duel?
You're talking about
Mr. Henry.
Fingers crossed, and you're talking about some words that people make. I mean, come on. We gave you a president. I mean, the prime minister of Israel came and gave you Jerusalem almost. I mean, he gave you the whole country. He gave you a state already. There is no
yes,
person in Israel who was willing to give anything to the Palestinians. And here a guy comes and willing to give you everything. And you're playing with words while your people are dying every day.
My friend,
you're talking about
if he gave us Jerusalem, but he had his fingers crossed, then it's a do-over, and it's not a take-back.
Oh, come on, man.
But if he gave us Jerusalem and he had his fingers crossed, you think we get to keep it? No. He'll say, I had my fingers crossed.
I mean, gentlemen, this is
all right, this is highly irregular. And
I mean,
all I can say is...
Sir, I'm telling you...
Well, this is ridiculous.
Can we find some intelligent people
yes, sir.
To
thank
talk
you.
To?
I appreciate your call. What are you...
Mr. Henry, you know as well as I do in your country, you have your fingers crossed.
Forget about the fingers being crossed. Palm Harbor on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I was the one who called before from Palm Harbor.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
And I've been listening to the cross conversation there. And
yes.
I believe this is a situation of where one person has now gotten more childish than the other.
How did I get childish?
Very simply because of this business of fingers crossed. This was a directed statement not to Palestinians or to President Arafat. This was a statement made to and for the Israelis to pull back and to go into a timeout situation.
There you go, timeout. There you go.
All right, let me ask the gentleman in Palm Harbor. Let me ask the gentleman in Palm Harbor to hold on. I got to take a break. Hold on, sir. We'll be right back with you. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to The Phil Hendry Show. On the line with me is Raj Fanin, representing Palestinian interest, a liaison officer, a press officer. And you're saying, Mr. Fanin, that this timeout that Barak was asking for so infuriated the Palestinians, obviously, because this was a term used for parents disciplining a child.
Yes. This is a very...
Okay, right. So Arafat comes back with a go to hell, and...
Arafat wants to go to hell, which we will say that we will take back if they will take back this timeout, but they will take it back with crosses.
The crosses is what? Crossed fingers?
Yes. If they do that with crosses, then we get a do-over to infinity. Okay?
I'm not sure. When you say you get a do-over to infinity...
If they have their fingers crossed when they say they take back timeout, then we get a do-over to infinity.
Meaning what?
Meaning that then we get not to, we will not take back, say, go to hell. This is very important to the process. Otherwise, we cannot get started.
All right, let me go back to the gentleman who was waiting in Palm Harbor.
Where that speech was made, where that statement was made, I do.
Yes.
It was made in the Israeli cabinet.
Yes.
And very clearly directed to fellow cabinet members. It's a weekly cabinet meeting that he had, and he stated unequivocally that we, the Israelis, should pull back and have a timeout.
Did he have his fingers crossed?
Did he have his fingers crossed?
Yes, sir.
I wasn't there. I don't know, okay. And I don't know how radio messages from cabinets can show a person's fingers crossed.
Well, I will tell you, this is important for the Palestinian people, because if he has crosses, then we get a do-over. You know this as well as I do. The Israeli people know this as well as I do.
The Israeli people know you get a do-over if he had his fingers crossed.
Yes, sir.
We're getting into areas of below juveniles.
We're getting into areas of extremely childish conversation.
You started it. The Israelis, they started it.
Really? Did the Israelis throw rocks?
I don't believe
the Israelis have
bullets.
Ever been accused of throwing stones.
Oh, no, they shoot bullets instead. I guess that's
no,
better.
They shoot bullets in response to throwing rocks.
No, they didn't.
They never started with bullets.
The rocks were started by Palestinians. No, they threw the rocks
because the Palestinians like to put children out there to do it.
Well, we don't have guns. You take our guns away.
We'll have plenty of guns.
No,
they were given guns by the Israelis.
If we had guns, don't you think
they were given weapons. The police...
They did, but they took them back. Okay? And that's another take back.
And where did the children come from to throw rocks? And then the children are out there in the forefront of the battle.
They were taking a nap, and then they came out to throw the rocks.
Did anyone expect the Israelis to not respond to the rock throwing?
When they had their fingers crossed, of course. They said they wanted peace, but their fingers were crossed.
Sir,
all right.
This is...
Yeah. See,
this is a statement that is very hard to respond to because I don't believe you've got any evidence or proof that somebody had their fingers crossed, just as I don't have any evidence that they were not crossed.
Right. All right, sir, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Los Angeles. Hello? Los Angeles, hello? Car phone in L.A., are you there?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, go right ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
First of all, I would like to say to Mr. I don't know his name.
Fanin.
Yeah, hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry. I was trying to listen to the whole conversation, and I don't understand whatever you say, it doesn't make sense to me.
Okay.
Make sense. I've never heard a president saying go to hell to someone.
No. Arafat said go to hell in the response to Barak, who said we need to take a time out in this peace process, which is a timeout you use for children. And, of course, the Palestinian people were upset so that Arafat said go to hell. Now, we will take it back if he takes back the timeout and he does not have his fingers crossed.
Well, I'm sorry, but there is so many children are dying, and you are talking about finger cross. What is that? Israel is trying to protect Israel.
Yes.
And I'm sorry, you guys don't like your people.
No, we love our people.
We love Israel.
If you have your fingers crossed,
we will not send our
kids to die. If you have your fingers crossed, then that means you do not mean what you say if your fingers are crossed.
Well, you know what? I don't care what he did, and I don't care about
anything. We don't know. The last man said the same thing. You don't know.
We don't want war. We want peace.
Good.
We don't hate you.
Then we don't hate you. But don't cross your fingers.
Look, well, we don't know.
It doesn't mean anything.
Whether Barack had his fingers crossed or not. If he had his fingers crossed, that means he doesn't really mean take a time out?
Yes.
So maybe we ought to determine if he had his fingers crossed. Because if he had his fingers crossed, he wouldn't have meant time out.
But then they say, what is Niner, Niner, Niner? I don't know. Then I find out he said Niner, Niner.
Well,
okay? That is childish, and that is treating me like child, that he said Niner, Niner.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry. Well, that's what you feel, but we're an adult, and we don't say things like that.
What do you call that?
We are in a time that we need to sit and talk.
Yes, but I think we need to take a nap first.
Well,
I
don't think you guys are interested in peace.
No,
that's what I think.
I want to take a nap first before we talk.
You
want to
take a nap first?
Yes, because the most important thing is for us to have a clear head before we talk of peace.
Well,
who said Niner, Niner?
Barack.
Barack said Niner, Niner.
I'm sorry.
Yes, he did.
Barack is a very intelligent man.
Then why did he say Niner, Niner before with his finger? Cookies, then nap, then play. If we could get a play date.
Well, that's the way you look at it, but intelligent people and
right.
Not adults.
Thank you very much.
This is not a school here.
Absolutely. Thank you. Here is Manhattan Beach on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello. Yes, good evening.
Yes, good evening, ma'am.
You know, is Mr. Finney truly a Palestinian representative?
I am Palestinian from Ramallah myself. He's my homeland.
Well, Mr. Finney, I wish I'm an Arab American myself,
yes.
And I wish you would drop this whole conversation because it's really hurting your cause more than it's helping you.
All I'm saying is for them, why did they do that?
You know what? That's not the point. What they did or what they didn't do, I think that's all besides the point. I think Mr. Barak's action on the ground speak louder than his words. He can say, I want peace from now till he's blue in the face. But when he's got people bombing your Palestinian people over there...
Yes, that's
when he's
because
got,
he had his fingers crossed.
I don't care whether he had them or not. That's not the point. I'm looking every day at the television and watching 13, 14-year-old kids being blown away to smithereens.
Let me ask you, Mr. Finney, a question, if I might. So let's say that Barat says we want peace, but he has his fingers crossed.
That's we need for him to have both hands on the table.
Well... You know, that's neither here nor there, and I think this is a precious airtime that you have, Mr.
This
Finney.
Is racist.
You should be using this time to really further the cause of the Palestinian people, and not. I'm sorry.
Well,
but
are you saying to me that we don't get a do-over?
What's a do-over?
You don't know what a do-over is,
Mr. Finney. If you truly are a Palestinian representative,
a
please
do-over.
Please start speaking a little more eloquently.
All right, here's what I want to say. Number one, we need a nap. Number two, a play date. We had the rule, no crosses, and because he used crosses, we get a do-over. We had the rule, and he went away from it. He broke the rule.
Mr. Finney, do you realize how ridiculous you're sounding?
Look,
as a fellow Arab,
Mr.
I'm telling
Finney,
you to just drop it.
Here's a question for you. Have you had a nap lately?
You see the kind of racism? To the lady, you're an Arab?
Mr.
You
Finney,
see this?
Mr. Finney, look it. I am a pro... I just support what's right, and when I'm looking at the television set, I'm getting sick seeing all these people being killed, and these are all unarmed civilians that only have stones and rocks to throw, and they're being blown away by live ammunition
from the
Israeli army.
But I have a way for it to
army.
End. I know the way for it to end.
Which is what?
What we can do is to have a do-over.
What does that mean?
It means if you have a do-over, then we get to do it again.
What does that mean? What does a do-over mean?
A do-over means they don't get to do what they're doing. We can do over what we're doing.
Well, how about
so you guys get to go out and throw more rocks?
Yes.
Listen, Mr. Finney.
Okay.
Mr. Finney.
I gotta go.
It's not fair. Erases do-over.
Mr.
Erases.
Henry. Mr.
All right.
Henry.
Yes, ma'am.
Please. My
name is Finney.
No.
She's talking to me. Okay.
Mr. Henry. No. Mr. Henry. Please. I beg
Ms.
of you.
Henry.
There are many, many more.
We need
more...
a do-over, and we've got to get a play date.
Will you knock it off with the play date?
Mr. Henry.
Go ahead, ma'am.
If I beg of you, there are many more eloquent representatives of the Palestinian viewpoint out there who are educated and who make a lot more sense than Mr. Finney is.
Yeah. Well, my producer didn't do a good job.
I'm sorry to tell you, he did not, because I'm sitting here and I'm really embarrassed by what he's saying. He's
I don't
not
know
making
about a and play I don't, date.
And honestly, I really think that he was making this. I don't even think he's a Palestinian, because most Palestinian people tend to be intelligent.
That's what
and
I said
educated.
To my producer. You sure that guy's a Palestinian?
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, Mike, the Palestinians don't say we need a play date.
Right, and he doesn't have the right accent too. That's not a Middle Eastern accent that he's got going on.
Really, what was it?
It sounds like Eastern European to me, or Russian, or something.
Yeah.
But it does not
there
sound...
you go, the Russians, yeah.
But please,
all right.
Please,
well, I'm sorry.
Please find somebody with more eloquence who can really do justice to the terrible tragedies going on back there.
I guess I need a nap or something. I don't know. I'm very sorry.
Okay.
Please forgive me.
No problem.
All right.
Okay, take care.
You free Friday? No, I'm just kidding. I'm married. Just joking, honey. Well, I can tell you right now, that lady is absolutely right.
You take that back. She's not...
Get out of here. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show. On November the 4th, Casino Night 2000. And that's where we're going to have Dwight Yoakam performing live at Casino Night 2000 to benefit My Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids. And you can make reservations, purchase tickets, $250 per person by calling 323-908-0011, extension 102. Saw a movie called The Contender yesterday, Maria and I, and it is... It's brilliant. It's brilliant. I don't care what anybody says. It's brilliant. And it's political. And it is a surprise. Every scene's a surprise. And it's serious. And there's a, you know, a little bit of intellect required to wrap your head around the film. But it's got a great cast. Joan Allen, who's great every time out. Jeff Bridges. William Peterson, another tremendous actor. And the creme de la creme, the top of the line... One of the top actors in the world today who has a predominant part in this film and ought to be nominated for an Academy Award, Gary Oldman. You got to see this guy in this movie. This guy's great every time at bat. But this flick, this cat doesn't win some kind of an award. I don't know whether that kind of stuff is important to him or not, but man, he knocks it out of the park. This movie's awesome. It's really entertaining. It's like, you know, in Insider last year, everybody said, well, it's kind of a sleeper, and they had to make something out of nothing. Well, this flick, they got a little bit of everything. It's really good. So, see it. And as far as do-overs and erases and all that stuff, we were just talking here off the air about when we were all kids, you know, myself, Shafe, Craig, Melissa, what did we have, you know, in the way of little things that we would, you know, keep, you know, like binkies and teddy bears and stuff like that. And I said to everybody, well, you know, I know I had a teddy bear. I don't think I had a binky. I didn't have a blanket. But I know I had a teddy bear. I remember a little brown bear that I had. I also had those little footsie pajamas that I wore. But one thing that I didn't do is I didn't have any kind of a blanket that I would roll up part of and stick in my nose, which is what I just heard Melissa tell me she did when she was a kid. And then Schaefer follows that up with a straight face and says, I know people who wrapped up their binkies and stuck them in their ear. And he's going, he's in there right now. I did. And let's also be clear. These are people who are adults now and still have them. Now, we got binkies at our house. All four of the kids have their little blankies. One, you know, the eldest, I don't want to say, but I've seen it floating around his room. But what's up with you sucking your thumb and shoving it up your nose? I got to know what that's all about. You rolled it up and put it in your nose and then it sucked on your thumb. Man, that's beautiful. A do-over. So, yeah, I had that and I had a, what the hell else did I have? I had some kind of crap that made me feel good. I don't know what that is, but I guess it gives you the security of knowing that mommy is not too far away, you know? The one thing used to freak me out as a kid though were dreams. I would lay down to go to sleep at night, and I knew that I was going to be in a dream. I knew I was going to have dreams. So you know what I called them when I was a kid? I called them stories. I used to say to myself, I'm going to be in a story. Because being in a dream was like being in a story. What is this? Mike is telling me he got a toy stuffed otter at SeaWorld and kept that thing forever. In fact, he has it yet. He has it now. And when Gretchen throws him out of the room at night, he said, can I bring my otter with me? And she goes, sure. Just get it out from underneath your pillow. Okay. Oh, the otter's called Sir Lancelot.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar.
If you're in a Cessna and you're part of a tug Cessna program, where the
tug Cessnas.
Well, what I'm saying is, Phil, in a tugboat Look, I have a crossing guard sign. It's a stop sign.
You know, it would work really good. It would work really good with
what I'm saying is I have a go
with sliders something like that. It might work.
You got it.
But when you're dealing with a 747, let's say your wife and let's say you were having a family reunion. They're all on there.
Yeah.
Okay? You want the pilot to take that risk, okay? Just to take the risk.
I'll tell you this much.
What's the point in the risk?
If you have already invested a considerable amount of time and money in hotel reservations and dinner reservations, you're going to go ahead and get the green light on that.
Get my green light on what? I'd rather have the backup system and not have to worry about paying some other guy to fly around, pay to buy his plane, pay to put fuel in it, and pay to have him stick his hand out the window at 140 knots, which is not going to be comfortable for either one of us.
Well, what I'm saying is, sir, you've seen crossing guard signs that very simply have stop and go. One side says go, one side says stop. You flip that go sign around, the pilot gives you a brisk, crisp salute, and on any of it...
Wait.
Whoa,
what?
Man, where are you going? That's real simple when you're sitting on the ground going 20 miles an hour. It's a little different when you're in an aircraft that's going to weigh at least 130,000 pounds.
It's going 140 knots. Right.
And you got some other guy in a Cessna. It could be bad weather anyway, and if you've ever been in a Cessna in bad weather, it doesn't hold up too damn well.
Are you trying to tell me that you can't read go or stop?
What are you talking about go and stop? You have that already. When you line up for the runway, you already have a go and stop light. It sits right there. It tells you your glide path.
But if it's broken,
and without the
what if it's broken?
That's why you need your air traffic controller.
Well, what if that's
broken?
Because
they can call you in.
What if that's
broken?
You
have ILS approaches. You've got visual approaches.
I find it very difficult. Yeah, I find it difficult to believe, Art, that some guy in a Cessna is going to be flying along with a go and stop sign, or he's going to wave me in.
He'll give you the thumbs up.
Well, give me the thumbs up.
Right.
Not,
if this
not
guy
only
in
that,
Belleville,
there's been times where you can't see your runway.
Hey, have you ever...
If you have an ILS approach that tells you your glide path,
if you can't see the runway,
glide path, okay,
it doesn't matter. If you can't see the runway...
It doesn't matter if you're off on your glide path.
No, and I'll tell you why. Because if you're off on your glide path, you won't get the thumbs up.
Yeah, well, have you... Well, if you can't
and
see
you just
the
keep
runway,
flying, then you turn around and go back to Belleville.
How the hell are you going to see the Cessna that's 200 feet over to your right when you haven't even got out of the clouds yet to see him?
It's not going to be 200 feet over.
How close is he going to be? Was he going to be at your cockpit window?
No.
You're out of your mind. You've lost.
You could be about 50 feet.
Somebody got a lawsuit going on.
You could be about 50 feet away. The Cessna pulls up close, 4 or 5 feet.
Four or five feet to an airplane?
Yes, sir.
You're out of your mind.
How do you do that?
You glide overhead.
I'd just go ahead and just nose down. I should kill myself. I would nose down.
No, I'm telling you, if you really believe in what you're saying
and you really think you're a pilot,
I could go over.
You're out of your mind. I don't even think you're a pilot.
4 or 5 feet away, and you're over top of the 777.
Yes. And you stick your head out the window.
you really think you're a pilot.
You know something? I don't like being laughed at. Thank you.
Phil Hendry.
It won't fly, but you made a point.